The vigil began with the readings of the names of some of the thousands of people killed by guns in the U.S. last year.
Chelsea Magoon, age 21, killed with a gun on December 17, 2012.
Then people who have lost relatives in some of the mass shootings in the U.S. in recent years came to the microphone. Carly Soto's sister, Victoria, died in the Sandy Hook killings. Soto says the shootings link Connecticut to Wisconsin.
Tragic shootings like the one we had in Wisconsin and in Newtown opened the country's eyes to the fact that we have a serious gun problem in America.
Elvin Daniel, whose sister Zena died in last fall's spa shooting in Brookfield, said 33 Americans are killed by guns every day.
We'll make sure they did not die in vain. We'll make sure to pay tribute to them by making them this country safer.
And Keith Bailey of the group Milwaukee Matters urged would-be vigilantes not to add to gun violence.
Before you purchase a bullet to load into a handgun to go on a walk in the neighborhood, please speak to one of the victims.
Close to 1,000 people attended the candlelight vigil. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Oak Creek.